The Tanglewood Festival Chorus with the Boston Pops for the traditional prayer of Thanksgiving. Here's a thankful way to start your Thanksgiving week with the William Baker Festival Singers in Kansas City. It's called A Thanksgiving Concert for Human Need, and it is tonight, 7:30 p.m. at the Church of the Nativity, 3800 West 109th Street in Leawood. Admission is free. It's about an hour-long concert, and 100% of donated funds will benefit Catholic Charities of Northeast Kansas. The one-hour concert features the favorite classics and spirituals by Kansas City beloved a cappella choir, and donations are gratefully accepted. That's tonight, 7:30 p.m., Church of the Nativity, for the top-notch William Baker Festival Singers. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown. This is Kansas Public Radio. We have a lovely waltz next and a guitar and flute duo before we hear a Bach suite. Support for all this great classical music this hour on KPR comes from Kansas City Chamber Orchestra presenting Holiday Magic, a Baroque by Candlelight concert featuring Vivaldi and Piazzolla. This will be Tuesday evening, December 2nd at Country Club Christian Church. Tickets at kcchamber.org. This is KPR. That was Musetta's Waltz from La Boheme by Puccini on this rainy Friday morning. Good morning. Next we have flute and guitar, a grand duo concertante from Beethoven's time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including vocal quartet Il Divo and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, the Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu. This is by Mauro Giuliani, a contemporary of Beethoven's, for his duo for flute and guitar now on KPR. Pleasant combination of flute and guitar. Nora Schulman, Norbert Kraft, for the Opus 85 by Mauro Giuliani. Not just a duet, that was a grand duo concertante in A major. Next, it's solid Bach for the rest of the hour almost. And coming up right after the 10 o'clock news, in about half an hour, in fact, we'll be listening to Rest by Rayfun Williams, sung by the King Singers. And we'll be telling you a little bit about a concert this weekend that has one major piece in it, Rest. Also, music from Pulcinella and a very late Franz Schubert piano sonata. Support for the classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Find more classical delights in the noon hour. A Boccherini symphony and a little Chopin should whet the appetite. Classical music with Jeff from noon to three. I'm Cordelia with you until then. Here's the J.S. Bach Orchestral Suite number 4 on Kansas Public Radio. And this group knows how to play Bach. In fact, they're called the Oregon Bach Festival Chamber Orchestra. Full of joy, the Bach Orchestral Suite number 4, Helmut Rilling and the Oregon Bach Festival Chamber Orchestra. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Support for this hour's music on KPR comes from the Kansas City Chamber Orchestra, presenting Holiday Magic, a Baroque by Candlelight concert featuring Vivaldi and Piazzolla, Tuesday evening, December 2nd, at Country Club Christian Church. Tickets at kcchamber.org. Here's a fun piece called Fiddle and Banjo.
Congress knows what's going on, and it needs to stop.
I'm Elsa Chang, the quote, fist fight over stock trading on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Starting at 3 o'clock for All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 10 o'clock straight up, 3 minutes after the news update, catching up with the world. We hear a lovely song by Rayfun Williams called Rest, sung by the King Singers. And then Pulcinella and a Schubert very late piano sonata with the late, great Alfred Brendel at the piano, one of his wonderful recordings. Weather-wise, it's 48 right now in Lawrence. It should stay rainy and a little foggy throughout the day, maybe the raindrops ending by noon. Otherwise, cloudy and a high of 53. 70% chance of a little bit more rain today. Then tonight, it's a 20% chance for rain after 8 p.m., Let's see, getting colder tonight, still above freezing, though, at 36. And tomorrow, fog should burn off about 9 a.m., and it's supposed to be sunny with a high of about 60. Sunday, sunny and 62. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Cora Vixer Mix, but the Dow's up about 150 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from MS Now, home to the Rachel Maddow Show, Morning Joe, The Briefing with Jen Psaki, and more. MS Now is a source for news, opinion, and the world. Learn more at ms.now. We are kansaspublicradio.org. This is a short song by Rayfun Williams. Here are the King Singers with Rest. A song by Rayfun Williams, Rest, the King Singers. Have you heard of the Songflower Chorale? They're in their 11th season, and their fall concert is called The Touch of Infinity. The fall program features one major work, Rest, an observation and contemplation of the loss we experience as those we love take their final rest. Rest is a work in the spirit of choral settings of the Requiem Mass, but written from a different and distinct perspective on our passage to eternity. It is bracketed by an invocation in which we prepare to receive the touch of infinity and a benediction with which we share that touch with each other and the world. Songflower Chorale, that's their fall concert, a single piece called Rest. I'm not sure who it's by or how they put it together, but it sounds like it could be incredible. The concert will be this weekend. It's Sunday, November 23rd at 3 p.m. in the wonderfully gothic and historic St. Mary's Episcopal Church in downtown Kansas City. It's at 13th and Holmes. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. I'm so glad you're listening today. You know, this is a great morning for classical music with the rain and the temperature is not terrible, but it's nice to be able to be cozy, and I hope that you're able to do that. Next, we have music by Eugene Boza. Here's his Pulcinella for clarinet and piano on KPR. Thank you. the whimsical Pulcinella by Eugene Boza, Jonathan Kohler, clarinet, and Judith Gordon there at the piano. Next, Stravinsky going classical with his Pulcinella suite. Then a Schubert piano sonata, and in the 11 o'clock hour, we have Hannah Ochenya. She's a great flutist. She teaches, she's a college professor a little bit north of here, but she's the flutist in the Topeka Symphony, and she's featured in a solo piece tomorrow night in their concert called Color and Light. To get the scoop, topekasymphony.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. Here's Igor Stravinsky in a suite from Pulcinella on KPR. Inspired by the music of Pergolesi, he used it a lot in that suite. That's why it didn't quite sound like crazy music, Igor Stravinsky. That was his Pulcinella, a suite from Pulcinella, UL Levy and the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra. Good morning. It's about 10:33, and it's supposed to stop raining about noon, and weather-wise, it should be sunny on Saturday and Sunday with highs at least in the 50s or so. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. This is KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. This is one of the piano sonatas of Franz Schubert. It wasn't discovered until about 30 years after his death, and it was thought to be the very last thing he wrote because it ends abruptly in what is the second movement. But actually, it was written about 7 years before he died, and he just had a lot of things going on, and Schubert was never very organized, so he just lost interest in it. But let's hear how it sounds. Let's hear how it ends. Let's see it through. The Piano Sonata in C with Alfred Brendel at the piano now on KPR. And that's all he wrote. Schubert was distracted by writing another piece in 1825, and all we have of it are those two movements played by Alfred Brendel. That was the Franz Schubert Piano Sonata in C major. He wrote more than one piano sonata in C major, so that one, it's Deutsch listing, kind of like an opus listing, or just, it's just a way of keeping track of them, is 840. And it's KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Good morning. We have live music coming up with the flute professor from the University of Northern Iowa, who's also the flutist in the Topeka Symphony. They have a concert tomorrow night, and Kyle Wiley Pickett and Hannah Oxenia will tell us a little bit about what's on the program for tomorrow night called Color and Light in their Bingeworthy series. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from Blue Collar Press. Located in Lawrence, Kansas, Blue Collar Press helps businesses and creatives build their brands through merchandising, from design to production to fulfillment. More information at bluecollarpress.com. And from Kansas City PBS, presenting Dreaming of the Dance, a look backstage during the Kansas City Ballet's performance of The Nutcracker. Available to watch on demand on the PBS app or Kansas City PBS YouTube. We'll take a look at the forecast in just a moment before the news update from National Public Radio. And after our live music, we'll have some Henry Purcell and Johannes Brahms. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio. Next time on Prairie Journal, the story of three generations of Mexican-American women. Dennis Garcia is the author of Las Madres.
These women made these incredible choices, had stamina, determination to get through all of these challenging times and to have a sense of nurturing their families and helping their communities.
I'm Kay McIntyre. Join me for Prairie Journal, 11 o'clock Sunday morning on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you, Kay. I'm Cordelia Brown with you for the next hour of classical music here on KPR. 50 overcast degrees in Lawrence, and we should have the rain disappearing by noon, staying a little foggy and hazy until about 4. A high of 53 ultimately, so not much warmer than it is now. Tonight it's a 20% chance for showers after 8, getting down to 36 tonight with a northern wind and bringing in a Saturday with patchy fog in the morning, but otherwise sunny, a high of 60. Sunday, sunny and a high of 62. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Sent. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
We've been listening to music by Henry Purcell from Abdelazar, The Moor's Revenge. And support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Noto Arts District, presenting winter celebrations with horse-drawn wagon rides, hot cocoa, annual light ceremony, and more. Open to the public November 29th in Redbud Park in Topeka, 2 to 8 p.m. Information at explorenoto.org. And from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming concerts, including the vocal quartet Il Divo, and Renee Fleming's Voice of Nature, The Anthropocene. Details are at lead.ku.edu. We've been listening to Henry Purcell's music from The Moor's Revenge, played by the Freiburger Baroque Orchestra on KPR. And Jeff Watson has some great classics up this coming up this afternoon between noon and 3, a Boccherini symphony, and a little Chopin should whet the appetite. Classical music continues from noon to 3, right here on Kansas Public Radio.
A bipartisan group in the House wants to ban members of Considered from NPR News.
Fist fight should be good. Starting at 3, during All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, we're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. Updated forecast says it's 49 degrees right now in Lawrence, and now it's been updated to a 50% chance of showers. Looks like, doesn't say exactly when, just for today. And then tonight it goes to a 20% chance for showers before 9 p.m. Support for news next on KPR comes from the Noto Arts District, presenting winter celebrations with horse-drawn wagon rides, hot cocoa, and annual light ceremony and more. Open to the public November 29th in Redbud Park in Topeka, 2 to 8 p.m. ExploreNoto.org. It's KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lack.